This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Veteran actor Dharmendra, one of Indian cinema's most beloved icons, passed away at his Mumbai residence this morning at the age of 89. The legendary star, who had been grappling with health complications and was admitted to Breach Candy Hospital earlier this month, leaves behind a legacy that spans more than six unforgettable decades. In an emotional Instagram post confirming the news, director-producer Karan Johar described Dharmendra's passing as the end of an era. Affectionately called Bollywood's He-Man and Dharampaji, Dharmendra was a force who redefined heroism for generations. Dharmendra made his debut in 1960 and quickly became a superstar due to his versatility. His career boasts over 300 films, many of which are considered classics today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of veteran actor and Padma Bhushan awardee Dharmendra. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The demise of the veteran actor and former Member of Parliament is a great loss to Indian cinema." Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that a cherished icon for millions, Dharmendra enriched the canvas of Indian cinema through his remarkable performances and steadfast dedication to his art. The Prime Minister remembered Dharmendra as an iconic film personality and phenomenal actor who brought charm and depth to every character. The Prime Minister noted that Dharmendra's diverse portrayals resonated with millions and his simplicity, humility and warmth off-screen made him equally cherished. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and Ashwini Vaishno have also expressed grief over the demise of the veteran actor. The Election Commission has said that over 99% enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. The Commission said that more than 50 crore 50 lakh enumeration have been distributed so far. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 7 February next year. A grand ritual is underway at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra in Ayodhya ahead of the flag hoisting ceremony tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the flag hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the end of the temple construction work. Mr. Modi will also hold a road show in Ayodhya city. The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra tomorrow evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. To honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, the central government is observing a year-long commemoration. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and Canada will fast-track negotiations for Free Trade Agreement, FTA, to boost bilateral trade and investment. Addressing the Indo-Canadian Business Chamber in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said India sees considerable scope for collaboration with Canada in critical minerals, clean energy, nuclear energy and supply chain diversification. Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth today met the Secretary General of Oman's Defence Ministry, Dr. Mohammed bin Nasser bin Ali Al-Zabi in New Delhi during the 13th Joint Military Cooperation Committee JMCC meeting. In men's cricket, India were bundled out for 201 in their first innings by South Africa on day 3 of second and final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati today. The visitors have taken a massive first innings lead of 288 runs. In their second innings, South Africa were 26 for no loss at stumps. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju today met Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Dobke. In a social media post, the minister said that their discussion reflects the depth of India-Bhutan friendship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.